Hi, Newstalk's Ciara Kelly here. Summer always feels like a fresh start, and for a lot of us, that fresh start begins at home. Ideas start bubbling away. Maybe it's a new bathroom, a new kitchen, or a bigger renovation. But this is the moment when it all really starts to take shape. If you're thinking ahead, Tile Style is the place to begin. Tile Style has an incredible range of tiles, flooring, and finishes, and they make the planning side far easier too. Their team can help you visualize your space with customized virtual designs for kitchens and bathrooms so you can feel confident about your choices long before any work begins. And it's a great time to start planning because the Tile Style Summer Sale is now on with 40% off all tiles in stock and incredible reductions on wood flooring, bathrooms and fitted kitchens too. It's a brilliant opportunity to get inspired, make decisions early and take advantage of real savings while you're at it.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The TV presenter Richard Madeley turned 70 this week, though it's not something he might enjoy having pointed out to him. He's decided that, despite the fact that he has a full, lustrous head of hair, the best way to stay young or youngish is to have the right attitude by ignoring all his subsequent birthdays. He plans to be 70 forever. Is there something to that? Stephanie Regan is a clinical psychologist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Good afternoon, Stephanie.
Good morning. Or good afternoon, Sean.
Oh.
Yes, indeed.
Good. We're having a nice time then today.
Yeah, absolutely. Lolling away here listening to you. Yes. Very good and very interesting, I thought, about Richard Madeley. You're saying there, you know, ignoring his birthday, but ignoring not his age, but ignoring his birthdays. Isn't that it? He's not going to count them. He's not going to celebrate them. That's what I read in the article.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And is there something in it? And If I could say first, I think what's in it is that there's a little bit of age denial in all of us that's kind of healthy. You know, there's actually a good bit of research to show that people who have very good mood in their later years and are kind of resilient and energetic and all that, that it is kind of correlated with an internal view of themselves that is a little bit younger, usually 10 to 15 years younger. So, I mean, there is something in it, but it's not, I don't think the only way to feel young is to ignore your birthday, but it's one way and it's the one he has chosen. But I think there's a lot of negatives as well if you ignore birthdays, because there's a lot of lovely things around birthdays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could see perhaps part of his logic might be, and we're speculating a bit, but part of the logic might be that if you're 70, there's a set of societal expectations that goes with being 70 or 65 or 50. You can't be doing this thing or that thing. Whereas he's trying to free himself from those shackles of the people around him and say, no,
and
I'll just...
The Telegraph.
Yeah.
And then the Telegraph write about it.
Yes.
Yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, people do. I mean, we're an ageist society, aren't we? I mean, youth is celebrated and age is not celebrated. And it is about, as you say, does society begin to tell you in all sorts of subtle ways that now it's not appropriate to do that, or it's not kind of what we expect of you? And does, is there a kind of a shrinking of freedoms in some respect? So, I mean, I think that is correct. Culturally, there's a lot of messaging that comes to older people that you're not as valuable, you're not as, you know, relevant, you're not as a sort of valued in society, whereas in other cultures, as you know, older people really are valued greatly. So I do think there's something in that that raises that question, doesn't it? And so there's something good in it, but here's the converse. I mean, think of it this way. A few other points I thought of with Richard Madeley was that it's his brother-in-law who mentioned this, by the way. It was his brother-in-law who he mentioned in the article, who's 80 years of age now or so, or 82, and who hasn't celebrated birthdays since he was 70. And it struck me that that man, Cal, who is his brother-in-law, is clearly his wife's brother. And his wife is 8 years older than him. So Richard Madeley's wife is 78. And I couldn't help wondering, is this a kind of a family thing? You know, let's not talk about birthdays. You know, let's not, you know, birthdays maybe are a slightly, you know, it's just less joyous perhaps as his wife is nearer to 80 and he's now turning into 17. Just wonder, has that family decided that's how you deal with, you know, that's how you deal with these things? Different families celebrate wonderfully around birthdays. Others maybe say, let's not talk about birthdays. They're just silly.
Yeah.
And funny, I have somebody kind of not a million miles from me, and not in my own house now, but not a million miles from me. And there is an age discrepancy. And I have noticed that birthdays have become a taboo subject. in that house. And I just thought that was very interesting when I thought about Richard Madeley and his wife, Judy, because there is this age gap. And is it just a way of dealing with it? I'm not judging it, yes or no, but I'm saying it's a kind of way of dealing with it. Let's not talk about it. And I think there's a lot lost there, because I think birthdays are lovely. And I think they're a real time of kind of, you know, gratitude, celebration, like where we are in our lives, who we have beside us, where we've got to. Now, maybe not every one of them. I'm not saying we feel perfect at every one of them, but there is something always to be grateful for. And I think if we don't celebrate that, we just let them slide. I think there's something missing there. And family like to celebrate us at those times, don't they? And remember. And yeah, maybe it is just a cake. Maybe it is just, you know, an hour where we say you're not forgotten and, you know, it's really important to us. When else do we do that in the year, if you think about it?
Yeah.
When else do you actually do that?
That is, I suppose some people are just not birthday kind of people.
Yes. And they might have bad associations with birthdays, but that's not what he's saying.
Yeah. No, I wonder that the age difference between him and his wife might have given the two of them a greater sensitivity to the whole ageism. It's tremendously important, even though it's like it's 8 years. And obviously, clearly, it doesn't matter to them. But they're aware of it mattering to other people.
Yes, exactly. And they are, as I was saying there earlier, it is also a matter of what messages you're getting. I mean, you know, in the media that, and they're in, you know, they're on TV. They've been on TV for years and he now. And TV is kind of hard on age, you know. It's a young, people will often say it's a young person's game. And he is doing very, very well to be still very relevant and very able to do his work. And I think that's lovely. We look at David Attenborough, same, you know. So it's a challenge to work in such a visual space, I think, as the years go on, because TV is simply hard, isn't it, in that sense?
Yeah.
Radio is good. Radio is age-friendly.
I'll tell you, I know I won't get away with trading on my looks forever, Stephanie.
Exactly.
People keep telling me that. But though, if you get to if you celebrate, you know, when you hear people going, oh my God, I'm going to be 30. And you go, you shut up. When you get to a certain age, when you get to 70, a birthday, all your birthdays after that can feel like a countdown. Rather than necessarily a celebration, you know. You start to wonder how many more are ahead of me.
Yeah, and it's a coping strategy, and so it's not all negative to ignore, you know, your birthday. And that's what I'm saying. There's pluses and minuses to it, but I think if you're denying age, it's, you know, if it's a kind of way of just denying age, it's not going to be that helpful. It's really just a way, I think, if you're taking your focus off your age, and instead you are being very active in terms of, you know, being grateful for your age, grateful for your time, your life, what you have, then I think, you know, not overemphasizing birthdays is perhaps a good thing. I still wouldn't personally give away the celebration of it, because I think it's fun. And I think we need all the opportunities for those. But I do understand that some people might like to step back from it, and they find it maybe a painful reminder that, you know, if they're 70, then they're 75 and they begin to look at life expectancy and all of that. But in reality, you know, if you keep focusing on the end, and as you say, counting down, I think that's not a very positive way to go into aging. Aging, a lot of people who are 70, a lot of people would have loved to be 70 that never got there. So, and I know that sounds like, you know, almost, you know, pious kind of thing to say, but it's something I find myself, I would always remind myself of. So many people are swiped out of life at fantastic points in their life. And you just realize you're dead lucky to have your, you know, to be able to live your life as you are with all your people around you. And I just think that gratefulness factor is a real thing.
Yeah.
A really important thing to remember.
Somebody's texting in to say, I only realized my mother wasn't 21 when I turned 14 or 15 and it just wasn't adding up. Is there more of a pressure on women, do you think, in terms of admitting their age? Or do they get to a point where they, you know, they want to kind of gloss over what age they are?
Well, I think there's probably pressure on all, but women probably feel it more because there has always been such an emphasis on how women look and has to be, and that's how it has always been. So I think there is the pressure to remain, you know, physically vital, to look well, to to kind of keep a certain sexual power going. That's always an important, you know, do you become somebody who nobody notices? That's a thing that women will speak about a lot, a very painful part of aging, that people walk by you and they don't notice you anymore, whereas there was a time when you really felt that pressure or intensity that, you know, that people would find you attractive. So you hear this quite a lot from women as they age. But as you age, what else happens? You know, it's also, I mean, your own Barbara Scully, who talks a lot about aging, and I think I have her name right. I hope I have there.
Oh, you have, yeah.
Who does a great job on that. And it's what else comes with age. All these wonderful things come with age. Your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, your bravery, your courage, your willingness not to say things, you know, because you believe them, not because you're worried about what other people say. So there's loads of things that come with it. I just am a real believer in all of that. And it's not kind of false. I think it's, you know, it's the life you live. You learn that aging is a lovely thing. It's a really lovely thing.
That, you know, that idea that wisdom comes with age, is that necessarily mm-hmm. true? You can have people just decades of congealed ignorance harden up the older they get.
Exactly. Or as they say, repeating the same thing over 50 years isn't quite the same thing, you know, as learning and growing and becoming wise. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about, you know, it's really the distilled learning of experience, isn't it? And constant learning. And I think that some people do it better. Let's be honest. Some people do it better than others. But the essence seems to be, the essence of positive aging seems to be staying engaged, not just staying active, staying engaged, staying connected. I know I spend my life talking about relationships, but it doesn't have to be always big relationships. Many, many versions of yourself in many different quarters, staying connected up out every day with something that you are doing that makes real sense to you and that feels valuable to you. I mean, let's be honest, when work steps away, people have to fill that with something, and that hopefully for most people, they will think about doing that before they end work and they do this sort of gradual shift into other activities. But a lot of people don't. I you know, I work a lot with people after when they retire, and sometimes I'm really shocked at how little people have thought about the later years. And often it is those people who have invested an intense amount and an immense amount in their career. Mm. And then the career stops because it has to stop at a certain age, perhaps. And then there's nothing because they have been 12 hours a day at that job. You think nobody does that now, but they do. And then there's nothing. And I find myself, you know, literally sitting in the room with them and saying, have you ever thought about maybe cycling? Have you thought about exercise? Won't have necessarily particularly even thought about it. So really, you have to kind of ready up for these times in life, I think.
Yeah. So, somebody is also, it looks like they're looking for a spot diagnosis from you. Anyway, they say, I have a brother who's a miserable old goat, really hates life, hates everybody and us, and he stopped celebrating birthdays, but he has let his hair grow long. Is this connected in any way?
I think I need more information.
I'm getting the sense that maybe they disapprove of the long hair, so perhaps that's... That's part
Indeed.
Of it. Maybe he's sending a message to them. Stephanie, lovely to talk to you again.
You
thanks
too,
for, thanks very much for doing so. That was Stephanie Regan there, the clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Texter says, I will be 70 next month. I'm reasonably fit and I stopped celebrating birthdays 20 years ago. Now, somebody else says, when I was young, my father went to the doctor and the doctor said to him, it's your birthday. He didn't even know. We never acknowledge birthdays in our house. Gosh, that's interesting. And I'm inferring from that that wasn't anything to do with not wanting to acknowledge age. That perhaps there was some lacking there in, having notions, having birthday parties. Age is a privilege. We should appreciate it, says this person. But also, as a single childless woman, my birthday is the only celebration of me each year. Someone else says, I'm coming up to my 72nd birthday. My mom and dad died in their 50s. Someone else says, my grandfather died when my granny was 70. She never learned how to drive. But after he passed away, she got lessons and sat her driving test. Good for her. I am 72 and I wear bright colours because I don't want to be invisible as I age. So I will be remembered. It's increased sarcasm that comes with age. What do golfers take up when they retire? I assume they just keep playing more golf.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.